Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item. Current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, executive director, about the United Nations in Gaza. The United Nations repeatedly is decrying Israel and its war on the Hamas killers. At the same time, the United Nations, following Jonathan's reporting, is doing everything it can to disrupt the aid packages for the Gazans trapped inside the war zone. Why? Jonathan explains. It has to do with the decision by the United Nations in favor of the dark forces. Why that is true requires attention to the last 80 years since the end of the Second War and the foundation of the United Nations, its transformation into a hostile power to the United States and a very, very little discernment of the revisionist powers who are on the march. In any event, here's Jonathan to explain the UN's transformation into a troublemaker and a kibitzer and a repository of fictions. More of this tonight.
I have not seen much substantiated when it comes to the UN making statements of late. But you got to remember, John, this is a UN that is now under fire. You have the entire international system is being challenged by the Trump administration, by the Israelis. And I think, you know, we saw the sanctions that were handed down on four International Criminal Court judges the other day. That was an indictment of sorts against this entire system and the proclamations that they've been making, their interpretations of international law. So what we have really is a battle of narratives. I do think that the UN right now has at least some advantage in terms of maintaining the narrative. Number one is just the perch that it maintains and the legitimacy bestowed upon it by so many of the member states, the 193 member states, that most of whom actually acknowledge what the UN is purportedly represents. But I think that it's also it just needs to be understood that this is an agency, broadly speaking, right now, that is somewhat desperate. They have not had the kind of impact that they wanted to have on the Israelis. They have tried to curb Israel at every opportunity, and Israel has, at least until now, outmaneuvered the United Nations. But I must say, John, Israel's legitimacy is increasingly under fire. One gets a sense that Israel's isolation is growing so long as the fighting continues in the Gaza Strip. And that may be something that the Israelis will have to at some point consider, because they cannot continue with this war without the international recognition that every country deserves and needs in today's day and age.
The headline in the Times of Israel,